You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and this morning we are joined by Marie Clarkson, who is from the RNIB employment team. And over the next few weeks, we'll be talking about different aspects of finding a job. In this instalment, we'll be talking about looking for work, and over the next few weeks, we'll be covering application forms and CVs, interview techniques, and disclosing a disability. But first of all, looking for work. And this can be a really daunting task for many people, especially people with sight loss, can't it, Marie?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, recent statistics tell us that there are 11,000 people with sight loss in the UK who are actively seeking work, but only one in four people with sight loss of working age are in employment. So there are an endless number of job roles in the labour market, and sometimes it can be hard to know what to apply for, really. But it's worth remembering that you are protected under the Equality Act 2010, which applies to the whole of the recruitment process. So employers have a duty to anticipate your requirements at every stage, and that's from accessing vacancies, filling out application forms, all the way to an interview.
And we'll be covering all those aspects of the application process through our series of interviews. And some of the statistics that you pointed out at the beginning there are really shocking. And like you said, there is hundreds of different of job roles out there, and you're going through sites like Indeed or something like that. It's just a sea of different applications and different types of jobs. So do you have any particular jobs that you like to point blind and partially sighted people towards? Or is it working with individuals and figuring out what their skills could lead to and what they'd be good at as an individual?
So as an RNIB employment advisor, I'm always asked what jobs can blind or partially sighted people do. But people with sight loss succeed in a wide variety of sectors. And I suppose it's the same with any job and any employee. As long as you have the right training, skills and experience, then you're able to do that job. And of course, it's worth noting that there are a wide range of jobs that are currently being carried out by blind and partially sighted people. My experience as employment advisor, I've supported many people with sight loss in a huge variety of jobs, anywhere from teachers, mechanics, journalists, lawyers, the whole range really. And the list is as comprehensive as it is for fully sighted people. So it's important that when you're looking for work, not to restrict the type of job roles that you do consider.
Absolutely, that's so important, isn't it, to not second guess yourself and believe in yourself and think, no, actually I can do that. And with the right support from people like yourself from RNIB, it is possible to get into these jobs and into these roles. Are there specific employers which blind and partially sighted people and job seekers should target? Maybe big corporations or smaller businesses, or is it just a mix of both?
Well, I mean, if you're blind or partially sighted, then the Equality Act protects you against discrimination, and this applies to all employers regardless of the size. However, if you do feel that you would rather focus your search on employers who perhaps identify themselves as inclusive, then there are a few methods that you can use. So, for example, some employers are signed up to the Disability Confidence Scheme. And this is a scheme which is designed to help employers recruit and retain disabled people, people with long-term health conditions, for their skills and talent. So, I mean, if you'd like to find out more about the scheme and see a list of employees who are signed up to it that perhaps you would like to contact or approach, then you could visit the Disability Confident website, which is disabilityconfident.campaign.gov.uk. You may also wish to consider things such as the Business Disability Forum, which is a non-for-profit member organisation, and it works towards making it easier and more rewarding to do business with and employ disabled people. And again, a list of their members, many of which are large employers, can be found at businessdisabilityforum.org.uk. And you also mentioned, Ellie, about different job search websites. Well, evenbreak.co.uk is an accessible job search website, and disabled job seekers can be confident that any employers who advertise on there are serious about looking beyond disabilities, and really they want to identify what skills a person with a disability has to offer their company. And of course, don't forget the RNIB. So here at the RNIB, we've recently launched our Visibly Better quality standard for employers. So we offer employees the opportunity to work with us at the RNIB to become a better and more inclusive employer for people with sight loss, to help with both the recruitment and retention of staff.
So there's loads and loads of different places that you can go and look for jobs and look for specific employers that you know are going to support you. But what support is available to help blind and partially sighted people who are actively looking for work?
So the RNIB helpline does offer advice on looking for work and staying in work. And us here at the RNIB employment team, we've supported over 1,600 employment professionals from 200 different organisations to improve the support they offer to blind and partially sighted job seekers. And we can tell you about what local employment professionals and organisations are in your area who can provide that pre-employment support. So you can contact the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999 or email helpline at rnib.org.uk. And if anybody's listening in Northern Ireland, then they may wish to consider the iWork2 programme. Now, this offers an extensive range of activities, training and support, all of which is tailored to each participant's individual needs. And there's also optional paid work placement. But all learning and training, obviously, is currently carried out remotely due to the current pandemic. And any technology you may need to connect with the employment team in Northern Ireland can be loaned to you. And finally, there's the RNIB website, which contains a wealth of employment resources and fact sheets and information about job search resources and looking for work that people may find useful. And that's rnib.org.uk.
It's great to hear that there's so much support, and RNIB are doing so much to help support blind and partially sighted people who are looking for work. Thank you so much for joining us, Marie. Next week, we're going to be discussing applications and CVs. But until then, thank you so much for joining me, Marie.
That's great. Thanks very much, Ellie.